So buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Hello, Sydney. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. Hello, all. On
Hello.
Deck.
Hello.
It's a full house. MG, Tash, Kat. Here we go. Dave O'Neill on the program today.
Yeah.
So much to get through. I cannot wait. Let's start, though, as we ordinarily do.
Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Mick and MG's Humdinger.
Here we go. Elias is on the line. How are you, Elias?
Morning, everyone. How are we?
Morning,
Where are you calling from, mate?
From Mount Annan.
What's happening there? I want to know right now.
Right now? Everyone's just waiting for this airport to open, nothing else.
Do you reckon when it opens, people will arrive or leave?
Look, it's a bit of a coin toss.
It's a bit of a coin toss. And when's it scheduled to open?
I still think it's a couple of years away.
2027, I think.
Yeah, 26, 27, something like that.
All right. Well, it'll be a game changer for the region, no doubt. You know how the segment works, don't you? I hum a song, you have to guess what it is. It's that bloody simple. All right. Without further ado, here we go. For $400 on the line right here, right now, what tune am I humming? All right, Elias, without further ado, you've heard it, you've digested it. What tune did I just hum?
Oh, that's a tricky one, actually.
Not that tricky.
Not that tricky.
I would have thought. No.
No, I might just give it a crack anyway.
Have a go.
Let's go with Jukebox Hero by Foreigner.
There's nothing funnier on this segment than the misses.
Yeah.
When someone just has a good on you, Elias, for having a crack and throwing it out there, but you're not even close. Well done. Hey,
thank
Mick
you.
And MG, a bum bag for you.
Thank you.
This now jackpots. To $600. Guys, do you think this is an easy one? I think it's an easy one, don't you?
No.
I think
so.
I think it's hard. I think it's a hard one.
I agree with MG.
It's easy.
It's actually easy because it's also actually quite relevant to, I'm going to give it away.
God, what are you doing? Stay out of it.
Yeah, I know. Clues. I'm sorry.
All right, at Jackpots tomorrow, $600. Someone get on the line if you know what song it is.
Yeah, if you do know what it is, head to the win page, triplem.com.au. It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
What are they talking about on the platforms, on the apps, please, Natasha Belling?
Well, Australia Post has revealed its latest research on what people are spending online and where the biggest growth in spending is. So this is going to blow your mind. The people spending most online are the grey nomads, the baby boomers, aged between, I think it's 60 and 78, have become the fastest growing group of online shoppers.
Yeah, because they're the only ones with any money.
True.
You know what I mean? No one else has got any available spare income to spend because those pricks have hogged it all. Yeah. Is that fair?
Yes, and they're spending their kids' inheritance. And guess what the biggest item is?
What are they spending it on?
Gardening products.
Oh,
and products
this is
for the
a
home.
Sad.
Who's going to be Alan Seal?
God, this is
Who's
like,
Alan Seal?
Late
what are you talking
about? The bloke used to whistle when he spoke. He's a gardener. He's promote.
Who's your favourite celebrity gardener? Favourite celebrity gardener?
Well, Alan Searle was because he gets the when he hear the lift every time he says yes, he goes.
I miss the work of Dom Burke.
Dom Burke.
The old lazy
what about,
gardener.
Jamie,
eh?
What about Jamie Dury?
Jamie Dury pulled his weight there for a while, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't he also a dancer?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he started out with the Chippendales.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep, I told you about the Chippendales, didn't I?
No,
remind
they
me.
They put elastic bands on the old fellas.
Correct. They used to get half a chubby and then tie it off with an elastic band. So when they went out, they
it'd stay like it.
had a fair bit of
God, you've been through a lot of penis exercises, because weren't you there for the puppetry of the penis creation as well?
I was there when it was invented. Made a documentary about it called Tackle Happy.
Yep. Google it. Can we see that on YouTube or something? Or
I'm sure you'll be able to find
Tackle
it.
Tackle Happy.
I saw that show, and I would have been amazed by how many men, after watching that, then tried that at home and ended up with serious injuries.
There was a lot of court cases.
a lot of blue pills being sold around that time.
Yeah, and you know, we tried a few that were just you couldn't get airborne.
Yeah,
yeah, like, there was like Air's Rock and.
How do you do that?
It's just like a.
Just be like a lump, wouldn't it?
It was more like the augers if you got it wrong.
How did you come up with it? Where was the
brainstorming?
I love
being a creative meeting for it.
About a case of beer and a bit of spare time on your hands, sitting around in the lounge room. There's a couple that didn't get up though. The revolving restaurant.
Why not?
Well, someone snapped a cag in rehearsal from. We couldn't get insurance when someone tried the revolving restaurant. Yeah, so we went with the Eiffel Tower instead. Yeah. Which was much easier. One stage we tried to do all seven wonders of the world, but
how'd you do the Barrier Reef?
Oh well,
just a tuck.
Story for another day.
Let's just say there was a bit of coral bleaching going on. No, celebrity gardeners. Who's the nutty beardo out there?
Yeah, he won a few Logies, didn't he? The SBS. One with the beard, SBS. He's quite unkempt, but lovable.
No shoes.
Costa.
Costa.
Lovely Costa.
That's him. Yep.
Graham Ross.
Who else was there on the... Who?
Graham Ross.
Graham Ross. Yeah. I love listening to him. Am I the only one that listens to the gardening show on the weekends?
That's on 2UE about 7 in the morning.
Yep.
That's you you're talking about online is buying everything, isn't it? It's you.
I can't say. I do love a good special on gardening.
Who's
products.
The guy who invented all his own hose? Hoseling. You know the Hoseling. Guy? He's a guy. He does all his own ads. Or used to. He's used being to. Bumped. They've gone a bit pro.
Yeah.
On him. But he had all the great inventions for different.
Yeah, he'd always be on like the Mike Walsh show and stuff through the day with all his inventions and Jeannie Little and stuff.
Tim Kirath, I'm hearing.
Mm. Oh, so he invented the hose without a kink.
In the old days, you just had a hose with no connections. You turn it on the tap, and whatever that was, that's the pressure you got.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, you know, that was all you get. You'd be washing dog turds off the off the driveway.
No, your finger across the hose would be the pressure. Remember how you
Yes. Check it out, kids. Yeah. Try running through this.
Remember the sprinkler in the backyard? We didn't have water slides. If you did have a water slide, it was black plastic.
Yeah,
black
plastic. And detergent, yeah.
Yeah.
That's you right. You just get hosed down by your parents. You'd call it entertainment.
That was the best.
It was a simpler time. All right. I don't know what we achieved there.
No, I don't know.
Do you want to know any more about Australia Post? Okay.
No, thank you.